alien allies. Come through.
That is it? That is the wormhole?
Yes.
Well, where does it lead?
I don't know.
And who are this Master's allies?
I don't know. But I think we're about to find out.
The way is clear. Come! Come!
Do you hear that, Doctor? Machines. Many machines. I can see them through the wormhole. They are tanks, like the Colonel's chieftain.
Yes, I'd get out of the way if you don't want to be a Leela Thanking.
But what are they doing here, Doctor?
Invading, by the look of it.
Why have you stopped, fools? The precipitation has ceased. Show yourself.
Doctor, the Master has stopped the rain.
Yes. Handy little gadget, that.
But who are these invaders who are afraid of the wet?
So this is Earth. It is every bit as dismal as we expected. But we of the Second Kral Army shall soon change it. For the better.
Oh, my prophetic soul. Krals.
Krals? They look like a pig has mated with a rhino.
A dozen centuries of radioactive mutation won't evolve a species that's easy on the eye.
I say, Marshal, wasn't it?
Marshal Grimmar of the Second Kral Army.
What happened to the first?
My dear, I'm afraid.
I know who you are, Doctor. Your hideous features are retained in our databanks.
I should warn you, Marshal, flattery will get you nowhere.
Master, what is the Doctor doing here?
A gift for you, Marshal. A token of my goodwill.
Then why has he not been secured?
You expect me to tie him up with a bow?
Androids, assemble.
Leela, get out of here. Get to the village. Brief unit once they arrive.
No, Doctor, I will not. I am looking forward to slitting the throats of these Krals.
The Krals are one thing. Their servants are quite another.
What servants?
Androids, arrest the Doctor.
To those servants.
Oh, they do not look like much. They're just men in spacesuits.
No, it's their fingers you have to watch out for. They're loaded.
Loaded with what? Doctor!
For once, do as I tell you. Run, Leela, run.
Very well, Doctor, but only to find allies and weapons and return.
Grinmar, stop the girl. She must not be allowed to escape.
One mere female poses no threat to the Krals.
She's no mere female, fool. She's an associate of the Doctor's. Spindleton, capture the girl, Leela.
Roger that.
Right then, my liver cap, lovely. The hunt is on. Tally, bally, ho!
Androids, remove the Doctor. Take him back to Asylum.
No, Marshal. Let me kill him for you here and now. Oh, how many times have I pictured this moment?
Lower your weapon, Master.
A pity, though, to execute him while he is unconscious. But I always knew it would come down to something perfunctory.
Mechanics!
Goodbye.
Clockwork imbeciles, you made me miss him.
Now, disarm the Master.
No! No!
You others, you take the Doctor.
I have handed you the Doctor. You must kill him. Kill him now.
Our chief scientist wants the Doctor for analysis. Only when that has been completed will he die. Take him to Tingwog.
You fools. He will escape. The Doctor always escapes.
No one escapes the might of the Second Kral Army.
The girl Leela managed it easily enough.
You, human. Have you destroyed the Doctor's associate?
Afraid not, old man. She lost us in the woods. But look here. I've radioed my chaps in the chopper. Should be a piece of cake to find her and pick her off from the air.
Good. You have shown initiative.
Colonel Hugh Spindleton, Marshal Grinmore, sir.
Colonel Hugh Spindleton, is our forward base prepared?
Lambton Hall over there, ready for inspection, sir.
Androids, bring the Master. Platoon!
Make yourself at home.
The head's on your wall. These creatures can be found in this locality?
Well, no. Not unless you're counting Chester Zoo.
So, you do your hunting at this Chester Zoo?
I say, that's an idea.
Marshal, there's no value in exchanging dialogue with this feeble-minded reactionary.
We require local knowledge, so we may strike swiftly with the utmost accuracy at the centers of human civilization.
Yes, and negotiate their surrender. You can't pay the Great White Chief if you're forever fighting off the natives.
True, true.
60 years in Africa, I learned a trick or two.
Oh, yes. It is one thing to rule a minor province of some backward backwater with the support of an empire behind you. It is quite another to rule an entire world.
You can keep the world. All I desire is a minor province. This blessed plot, this England. And I'd have all the support of an empire behind me, wouldn't I, Marshal?
You would exercise no other territorial claim.
No, I'll take England. You can have her colonies and former colonies.
Marshal, you cannot seriously intend to form an alliance with this simpleton.
It's Spindleton!
I know.
Androids, restrain this creature.
What?
Do you have a detention facility, Colonel?
A detention facility? Well, there's the stable block with chains and fetters.
Androids, do as the Colonel commands.
Treacherous idiots. I would swear revenge on you, but there's no need, as your incompetence will inevitably result in your own destruction.
We shall see.
Colonel Spindleton, sir.
Mr. Warner, you've located the girl Leela, I take it?
No, sir. She must have gone to ground, sir.
Well, I expect she squirreled herself away in the gap. Mr. Warner, seal the wine cellars. Make sure she can't get in from underneath.
Dull, blockheaded, senseless machines. Do you not realize your defeat is imminent? Yours and that of your kraal masters.
Most truthful thing I have heard you say, master.
But their fingers, savage. Watch their fingers.
Too slow, androids. Now where have I gone? That is right, in the next stall. The one that contains this earth beast. Do not worry, they cannot hurt you. You may hurt them, however. Now, go! Trample them! As I thought, these androids break like mortal men. Good beast. Wait here. I wish to speak to Charcoal Face.
I'm impressed that you managed to elude Spindleton's mercenaries.
It was not difficult. I fooled the Colonel by holding on to the underside of his tank.
The imbecile. See how he sows the seeds of his own demise. First he betrays me, and then he brings you, his enemy, inside his own compound. Come closer, savage. There's something I wish to tell you.
And what is that?
Look into my eyes. Look deep into my eyes. I am the master, and you will...
Ow! You struck me.
Can you blame me? You were trying to put me under the fluence when I was trying to rescue you.
You're here to rescue me? Why?
You are a Time Lord. You can pilot the TARDIS.
You want me to pilot the Doctor's TARDIS? Why?
So that we can rescue the Doctor, of course. Hold still.
Rescue the Doctor? Yes, of course. I will be delighted.
Now, see here, Marshal. This is a map of the British Isles. We're here, up in Derbyshire. And down here, this is London. That's the capital.
It is a very great distance from here.
You're not wrong, chum. Now, I don't doubt you couldn't just steer your tank straight down the M1, traffic permitting.
But our forces would be at risk of counterattack or ambush along the whole of its length.
Exactly. Now, when I was in Africa and I wanted to show the locals I meant business, I'd first pick out a village and I'd gather together my forces and encircle that village and then I'd burn it to the ground.
Is there such a village in the vicinity?
It just so happens there is. Full of uppity inbreds. Never welcomed me. Never showed me the slightest courtesy. The village... of Dark Peak.
Ah, But there is a better way to destroy this village. Spindleton, tell me, have you ever heard of a matter-dissolving bomb? Doctor! Wake up! Doctor!
Is that you, Tilly?
Fool! This will rouse you from your reverie.
Oh, there's a face only a mother could love.
I am King Worg, chief scientist of all the Kraals.
Chief scientist of all the Kraals? You do love your impressive job titles, don't you? Hold on. I've been strapped to this table before. I never forget a table I've been strapped to.
It is where the Kraal's former chief scientist began his analysis of your ridiculous brain.
Stigron, of course. Which means this must be the planet Orsiden. You know, you really should consider redecorating.
I said began his analysis. The Kraal databanks showed that the process was never completed.
Ah, and it wouldn't do to leave a job unfinished.
It will take a mere 8 minutes, Doctor, for the analyzer to transpose all of your accumulated knowledge and experience into the databank.
Ah, is this the point where you say it's going to hurt you more than it hurts me?
No, Doctor. I will feel not the slightest iota of remorse, while you will be in considerable agony.
The MD bomb is being transported to the village. I must go to supervise its placement.
Very good. Then I will remain here to work on our ultimatum, the terms of surrender, for that Cove Callahan to sign.
Who is this Callahan?
Our so-called Prime Minister. Crisis? I'll show him a crisis.
What is that quadruped doing?
Huh? Some beggar must have left the stable door open.
Yeah! Come on, boy! Yeah! Hold on, master!
You don't have to instruct me. Concentrate on controlling this beast.
It's that Leela and the master. They're getting away.
Well, I have something to stop them in their tracks.
I'd rather you didn't do that, sir.
Ah! What do you think you are doing, Spindleton? Do you want them to escape?
Couldn't give two hoots for the blighters, sir. But that there horse is Pink Gin. He's a thoroughbred.
Pink Gin?
Granted, he's not quite red rum, but he's mine.
They're not shooting at us. Why are they not shooting?
Because they are fools and imbeciles. Yeah!
After all, it's not as if they're going anywhere, is it? Not when the Second Kraal Army stands between them and freedom.
That is true. All Kraals, move out to the village known as Dark Peak.
Prince Spindleton, sir. Do you want me and the boys to get after them in the chopper?
No, Mr. Warner. You, me, and our loyal soldiers, we have to attend to the next stage of the plan.
Next stage, sir?
Need to know basis, old chum. Strictly need to know basis.
We are nearly there, master.
Good. I cannot dismount this loathsome animal.
Mind what you are saying. He understands every word. There. You see, the TARDIS. Whoa, there. Whoa.
Idiot Kraals, I warned them not to leave it unguarded.
They did not. Look.
Patrolling the exterior. So, the imbeciles did something right. I suppose it was bound to happen eventually due to the law of probabilities.
We are too far away. We cannot trample them this time. Turn around. Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Where are we going now?
We are still going to rescue the doctor. We will just have to go the long way round.
You mean...
through the wormhole, yes. Hold on, master. Yeah!
No, you don't realize what...
You can open your eyes, charcoal face. We made it. We are here.
The cursed
wastelands of Osidon.
If this is where these Kraals come from, I can see why they would want to invade the Earth.
Nothing grows on the surface. The very atmosphere here is radioactive.
There is radiation here? But that will make us sick.
Then let us hope our stay here is brief.
We will not leave here until we have found the Doctor. Where do you think they will have taken him?
One of the Kraal's underground bunkers, I should expect. Follow the tank tracks. They will lead you to the mouth of Tingwarg's base.
Did you hear that, Beast? On, then. On.
So, coming to visit Tingwarg, are you? Coming to rescue that Doctor? You should know, then, that Tingwarg is waiting for you!
Go in, girl. In.
I do not like this place. The doors are like teeth. I wish the Colonel had not taken my knife.
And I wish the Marshal had not taken my staser. So we shall have to rely on our wits.
Knife or no knife, I could still kill you with my bare hands, so do not betray me. Where will the Doctor be?
With Tingwarg in the Disorientation Center.
Then lead the way, Master.
Help! Help! Somebody help!
That is the Doctor's voice.
Through here.
Doctor!
You took your time, Tilly.
My name is not Tilly.
Isn't it? Forgive me. I've been disorientated. Had all my knowledge and experience transposed into a data bank. Don't look now, Tilly. But that's the Master behind you.
I know. I brought him here.
Oh. Oh, well, I suppose that's all right, then.
Hold still, so I may release you from your bonds.
Don't mind us, Master. We'll be with you in a moment.
Oh, you pathetic imbeciles.
He says that a lot. It is extremely tiresome. There. How is that?
Oh, much better, thank you. Oh!
It's all right. I have you.
Pins and needles. So, did you manage to contact UNIT?
No, but the Kraals have turned against the Master. Now he wishes to stop their invasion of Earth, too.
Does he? Mm. How terribly convenient.
You do not believe me?
I believe you. It's the Master I don't believe. Now, if I were the Master, after I'd brought you here, I would probably drop in on Tingwarg, chief scientist of all the Kraals. Come along, Lena.
Gullible fools.
You can switch that off now, Tingwarg.
Ah, Master! You do not approve of my little experiment.
It is an indulgent and fatuous scheme, Tingwarg. I know that not even an imbecile like you would let the real Doctor walk free for the purposes of an experiment.
Is that you, Tilly?
And there he is, of course. He is safely secured, I presume?
The question is, how long will it take the android Doctor to realize that it is not the genuine article?
If it has all of the Doctor's knowledge and experience, not long. We must deactivate it before it becomes a threat. This panel, this is where you control the androids?
I would keep your distance, Master. I have not been so preoccupied that I am unaware of developments on Earth.
Then you know that Marshal Grinmal has made a grotesque error of judgment by throwing in his lot with that simpleton Spindleton.
That is a military matter. It is no concern of mine.
Then you leave me no alternative. You will do as I say, Tingwarg, because I am the Master, and you will obey me. I am the Master, and you will obey me. I am the Master, and you...
Oh, you poor gullible fool!
Don't you see?
I am the Master, and you are my plaything.
But this...
This is impossible. How disappointing. To think that a machine programmed with all my knowledge and experience should fail to see beyond a rubber mask. No, I'm not a machine. I am the master. You have served your purpose and shown some signs of initiative, but now you have outlived your usefulness. And you can stop shamming now, Doctor.
I say, Tilly, it is you.
How long have you been fully conscious?
Long enough. I must say it's terribly enterprising sending your own double to get its hands dirty on Earth while you sit here safely on Poseidon.
The temptation was irresistible. Once I'd made contact with the Kraals...
Got it all worked out, haven't you?
Silence, Doctor. I've kept you alive only for my amusement.
Oh. So now I suppose you're going to gloat at me, are you? Well, go on then, gloat away, do your worst.
I want to watch you suffer, Doctor. I want to hear you beg for mercy. And then I will kill you. Perfunctorily. But first, there is a small matter to attend to.
Marshal Grinmal! Come in, please!
Tingwalk, what is it you want?
The MD bomb is in place, in the village of Dark Peak. Colonel Spindleton's ultimatum has been delivered to the authorities, although it is somewhat irregular.
Irregular? How?
His communique number one demands not just the resignation of the government, but also the return of national service, the abolition of free school milk, union leaders to be placed in stocks, and for the BBC to be shut down with immediate effect.
That'll be the day.
Tell me, Chief Scientist, what is this BBC?
That is of no importance. Tell me, what is your current position?
Defending the North Road out of Dark Peak, but there is a unit convoy approaching from the south.
Then the moment the convoy comes into range, you must detonate the MD bomb and dissolve them.
But the hour has not yet passed for the British government to respond to our ultimatum. Do not forget, Chief Scientist, we are Kraals. To renege on a contract would be a dishonorable act.
Imbecile! Calling all androids! This is Chief Scientist Tingwalk. I invoke override code quadruple J. I order you, return to the village. Detonate the MD bomb. Detonate it now!
But you cannot...
Tingwalk, out. That will teach...
That will teach Marshal Grinmal to disobey me.
Got it all going your way, have you, Master?
Of course. Every contingency has been prepared for.
Not that there's anything I can do about it strapped down to this table, but it may have been a mistake to have left me connected to Tingwalk's analyzer.
Really? And why might that be, Doctor?
Because my ongoing experiences are still being fed into the positronic brain of my android duplicate. Meaning that I've been aware of what's really going on for some minutes. Hello, Doctor. Hello to you, too. I say, that was rather perfunctory.
Sending your android duplicate to attack me. Is that really the best you can do?
Oh, no. If I know me, I should think I have one or two more surprises up my sleeve.
This is Chief Scientist Tingwalk calling all androids.
No.
Repeat.
You used your android duplicate to create an android duplicate of Tingwalk.
Did I? I say, how terribly ingenious of me.
They are your enemy. I repeat, attack the Kraals.
What? No, no!
And disarm the MT bomb. I repeat, disarm the MT bomb.
No!
Chief Scientist Tingwalk, what is happening? The androids have gone random. They are attacking them.
Marshal Grinmal.
Oh, dear, it all seems to have gone terribly wrong.
I told you, Doctor, I can deactivate each and every android on Earth and on Osidon from inside this room. Initiating auto-destruct code XXY.
Auto-destruct? That is not
the crown.
So much for your duplicate, Tingwarg. Now it is your turn to die, Doctor.
That hardly seems fair. I haven't done anything. I've been strapped down to this table all along.
Then I cannot...
miss.
I say, are you all right? You don't seem to be quite yourself.
This cannot be.
I am not an android. I am not an android.
I...
am the master.
You're not enough.
I. Goodbye, old chap.
Doctor.
Leela, you took your time.
The false doctor told me to wait outside until the false master had died.
Did I? Well, now you're finally here. You wouldn't care to release me, would you?
So where is the real master?
That's a very good question, Leela. You see, that's rather been the point all along, hasn't it?
The point of what?
This whole Kral invasion. A distraction, a smokescreen, allowing the real master to go about his work unnoticed.
But then where is he? What is he planning?
Ah, that's the trouble, Leela. Right now, I have absolutely no idea. This whole Kral invasion, a distraction, a smokescreen, allowing the real master to go about his work unnoticed.
But then where is he? What is he planning?
Ah, that's the trouble, Leela. Right now, I have absolutely no idea.
This is Greyhound Leader calling Trap 1. Are you receiving me? Over.
Trap 1 receiving, Greyhound Leader. What's the situation your end? Over.
We're just mopping up now, Trap 1. Can't tell you exactly what happened, but it looks like these android spacemen turned on the Krals. Shot them up good and proper, over.
Ground leader, over.
Not to worry. Just putting the wounded out of their misery. Not as if the district nurse can do anything for them, is it? Over.
So, no loose ends. Is that right, sir? Over.
Not quite. We've got a blood trail leading into the woods. Well, we think it's blood. Funny colour, over.
It always is, sir. Over.
Then there's this Colonel Spindleton, who offered the alien's ultimatum, over.
No sign of him either, over.
Had a report of a chopper taking off from Lambton Hall.
Troop carrier, by the look of it. It's flying sun. Need to put out a general alert on that one, over.
Roger that, Greyhound Leader, over.
But you can tell Geneva we've got everything under control, over.
Will do. Couldn't be much quieter than here at HQ, mind. What with you lot up in a peak, Colonel Faraday in Switzerland, and the Brigadier's lot still in Canada, over.
You should be grateful for the peace and quiet. Greyhound Leader out.
Did I do well, Mr. Master, sir?
You did perfectly. And here is your reward.
Please to report. Unit HQ fully secured, sir.
Excellent. Then it's time to commence the final phase of my plan.
Master. Wake up, Master.
Is that you, Doctor?
Well, of course it's me. Leela, are those straps secure?
Straps?
They are as tight as I could make them.
What am I doing here? Release me. Release me at once.
I can't do that, I'm afraid.
I am the master, and I order you, Doctor,
to... you might think you're the master, but in fact you're not.
You are a fake master. We have only just made you.
Absurd.
I tell you what, if you want proof, why don't you try to hypnotize Leela, hmm?
What?
I mean, she'll hardly be any match for your powers of mesmerism, will she?
I will make you regret this foolishness. Come closer, girl.
I do not like this.
I am the master, and you will obey me. I am the master, and you will obey me. I am the master, and you...
The last time you tried this, I slapped your face.
Should have worked, of course. Didn't, because as an android, you lack a Time Lord's psychic empathy field.
This is not proof.
Doctor, this is pointless. We should dissolve this android and return to Earth.
I suppose you're right. Leela, on the panel there, third lever down.
Enjoy your death, creature of plastic.
No, wait. What do you want with me?
Well, the thing is, we are having a little trouble finding your original self, so we thought, who do we know who knows the inner workings of the Master's mind?
And so you created me so that I might betray my real self?
That's it, in a nutshell.
Oh, you naive fools. I would rather die.
So what exactly is it we're looking for, Master?
Here.
Looks like an old science lab. Ah, locked.
Stand aside, Spindleton.
Look here, Master, I'm still not following. We were onto a good thing with those Kralls. Then we hightailed it to some top-secret military base just to go rooting through some stinking old chemical cupboard. I mean... what's it all in aid of?
That's none of your concern.
Well, I'm afraid it ain't good enough, sir. Lucky Lucan swore you were the fella to put the world to rights. But I'm starting to wonder if you're not running some other agenda.
You have done everything I have forced you to do, Spindleton, because you are without doubt the most weak-willed individual I have ever encountered.
That's what the first Mrs. Spindleton said.
I am your master, and you will obey me.
You are my master, and I will obey you.
Excellent. Now go and join your men on guard. I have work to do.
Whatever the real master is planning, the wormhole is the key.
Why, it's nothing more than a means to join the Earth to Orsidon.
The Master wouldn't have gone to all the trouble of hunting down the worm if it wasn't an essential part of his plan, would he?
Well, I don't know.
You do not know very much, it seems to me. Let me dissolve him, Doctor.
Not just yet. Oh, wait. That's it!
What is?
What Leela said.
All I said was this Master knows nothing.
Exactly! It's what he doesn't know that's important.
What I don't know?
Think about it. The duplicates have all of the Master's cunning and guile, but if they knew everything he does, they'd have got wise to the fact that they were being used as stooges, don't you see?
Yes. To prevent my doubles from detecting my real plan, I would need to ensure that they didn't have the necessary knowledge to discern it.
But how can we find out what it is this Master does not know if he cannot know what he does not know?
Well, we look in the bin.
What bin?
Items deleted from the Kral data banks. Well, Doctor, is there anything there?
There is, you know. Shall I play it?
Yes. I am as eager as you are, Doctor, to find out the truth.
Well, here goes.
Zed radiation.
Ah! Zed radiation?
Zed radiation is created by the slow decay of isotopes alpha, beta, and omega in a flux-limited temporal field. Zed radiation is harmless to life. However, where a field of Z radiation meets a field of O radiation, a highly unstable hybrid field known as ZO radiation is created.
Yes. According to Prink's theorem, everyone knows that.
I did not. What is Prink's theorem?
Prink's theorem, 4795, implies that ZO radiation might be used as a power source with an output matching that of a billion neutron stars.
Pause. That's a lot of power.
What does he need it for?
The last time I encountered the Doctor, I was attempting to open the Eye of Harmony on Gallifrey in order to restart my regenerative cycle.
So he needs this power to heal his wounds?
More than that, he'd become virtually immortal and all he would have to do is detonate a critical mass of Zed radiation on Orsidon?
Ah, because Orsidon is full of O radiation.
Very good. Very good, Leela. How did you know that?
The other Master told me when we arrived.
So he intends to use the the wormhole as a means to bathe himself in revivifying Zeddo radiation without being consumed by it. Oh, genius! Genius!
But, Doctor...
Where is he going to find a mass of Zed radiation on Earth?
Mm.
Well, Doctor, do you know the answer?
I have a horrible suspicion. Come on, Leela.
But what about this master?
Him? Oh, he's not doing any harm where he is. Let's leave him be.
Yes, you have me right where you want me, Doctor. Strapped down and helpless. But what you have not considered is this. If I am an android, then the strength in my mechanical arms is more than sufficient for me to break free of these traps.
Ah, I was wondering when you realized that.
Doctor, he is free.
Well, don't just stand there stating the obvious. Leela, run! Leela, run!
Yes, run, Doctor. And now you have gone, I can deduce my progenitor's plans. All the information I require is right here.
Zed radiation does not occur naturally on Earth, but one source is known to exist.
Where? You must tell me. Where?
Did you imagine I wouldn't have foreseen this eventuality?
I don't understand.
By accessing these deleted files, you have triggered the detonation of an MD bomb buried in the heart of this bunker. Detonation in 30 seconds. 29. 28.
No!
27,
no! No!
Surely the fake master cannot catch us now.
It's what the real master's been up to that concerns me. Hello. This place is familiar.
You have been here before?
Yes. Well, somewhere exactly like it. A place by the name of Devesham. The Kralls must have kept the blueprints and built another one. Oh, terribly imaginative. What are you doing? There might still be Kral androids around.
I was summoning our means of transportation back to Earth. See?
Oh, I say. Isn't he a beauty?
Take my hand, Doctor.
Hey. Quite the equestrian, aren't you, Leela?
Hold tight, Doctor. I would not wish you to fall off. Go, horse. Go, go, go. Yeah!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
I refuse to be defeated by my son.
You see, Doctor, we made it. We're back on Earth.
That wasn't just riding, Leela. That was flying.
Doctor, there are men with guns. Soldiers.
Don't worry. They're with units. Hello there. I presume you know who I am.
Stand down. Stand down. It's the Doctor.
Ah, a captain. Hello, Captain.
Clark, sir. We've not met, but I've been fully briefed about you by the Brigadier.
Oh, yes. Where is the Brigadier, by the way?
Called away on some business in Canada. Apparently a load of electricity pylons came to life and started stalking the countryside.
Oh, so you're the reserve team then?
Well, in a manner of speaking. Hell of a thing to have to deal with these Kralls at the same time. But we seem to have everything under control.
Oh, everything's under control, Captain Clark, just not your control, that's all. So if half of units in Canada and the other half's here in the Dark Peak, who's looking after Unit HQ?
I can assure you that our security has not been compromised.
Are you sure? Why don't you call in and see what's going on?
This is Greyhound Leader to Trap One. Trap One, are you receiving me? Over. Greyhound Leader to Trap One, are you receiving me? Over. Strange, there doesn't seem to be any answer.
No, I'm afraid we're too late. The Master must have got there already.
The Master? What would the Master be doing at Unit HQ?
Collecting the Zed battery I left there.
Zed battery? The source of Zed radiation?
Yes. Many years ago, when I was stuck here on Earth, I tried to use a Zed battery to jumpstart my TARDIS. Didn't help, though. So I left it in the unit lab. The Master must have detected it.
This is why he made the Kral invasion happen. so he could steal your battery?
I'm sorry, you're way ahead of me.
Captain, there isn't time for me to wait while you catch up. I strongly suggest you order your entire convoy back to HQ pronto.
Yes, sir. You, Sergeant, we're moving out. Back to HQ.
Come along, Leela, this way.
Why? Why aren't we riding with them to Unit HQ?
Our four-legged friend is fast, but my TARDIS is faster. Come on.
Roll them out, Sergeant. Roll them out.
But what if the Master has already gone?
Then I dare say the Captain will meet him on the way. That's the thing about these Zed batteries. They play havoc with TARDIS navigational systems. The Master will have to bring it here by road.
You hope?
Yes, I do, I do. Come on, doubting savage.
Ah!
Come on. Leela, did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
She said she heard you, Doctor.
Why, if it isn't Marshal Grimmal of the 2nd Kral Army, which, let's see, consists of just you.
I have been waiting for you, Doctor.
Far be it from me to tell you your business, Marshal, but I really wouldn't recommend smothering Leela with your paw like that. She's liable to... What did I tell you?
These Krals taste disgusting. Open the TARDIS door, Doctor. I have a spare knife in my room and I will use it to dispatch this creature to its afterlife.
Be quiet.
Doctor!
I said be quiet. Listen.
The Colonel's Hecalopter.
I was wrong, Leela. The Zed battery isn't coming by road.
They are heading straight for the wormhole. Well, now we are too late. The Master has got away.
Not necessarily.
What do you mean? We saw the Hecalopter.
I don't think the Master was on board.
Why?
Because anyone inside that Hecalopter is going to still be on Oceidon when the Zed battery is detonated and the planet consumed by ZO radiation.
Consumed?
The Master is about to destroy your home planet, Pigface.
But we must stop him.
Then in that case, Marshal, I suggest you pop through the wormhole and try to get the Zed battery back.
Zed battery? But how will I recognize it?
Shouldn't be too hard to spot. It's about the size of a carriage clock, and they'll be handling it very gingerly.
What is a carriage clock?
I will go with him, Doctor. This creature is not to be trusted with this task alone.
All right, but be careful. The battery is highly volatile. It might explode at any moment.
Will you not be joining your companion, Doctor?
I'm going to see if I can find a way of sealing off this wormhole before the Master gets here.
Then we must hurry, female. Follow me.
You stupid Kral. We do not have to walk to the wormhole.
Then how?
Hurry along there with that battery doodah. Wouldn't do to keep the Master waiting.
Hang on, Bart. Are you sure we didn't take a wrong turning somewhere?
Kral training ground. They can make perfect copies of any environment. This is the village of Devesham, or rather, Devesham as was, before they built the motorway junction beside it, before they filled it with day trippers and their feral children, their fat faces full of hamburgers and novelty-shaped ice creams.
Hadn't we better hurry along with this battery, sir? Wouldn't do to keep the Master waiting.
Yes, yes. Quiet, quiet!
Doctor. So we meet again, face to face.
Yes, I thought you might turn up in time for the fireworks.
They're not just fireworks, Doctor. The release of vast quantities of ZO radiation. Using the wormhole, I shall immerse myself and achieve apotheosis.
Yes, well, good luck with that. Though if I were you, I'd be making sure you know how to close the wormhole just in case things go wrong. You do know how to close the wormhole, don't you?
It's a simple matter. A temporal pulse will cause it to collapse in on itself.
Of course, anyone with a TARDIS could do it.
Why do you care? Only Oceidon is going to be destroyed, Doctor. This planet Earth of yours will remain intact.
Come off it, Master. What about Prink's second theorem?
Prink didn't write a second theorem.
He did. It's just that it got atomized in the backblast as he tried to prove his first theorem. Your ZO radiation cannot be controlled, you know.
Everything has been calculated and recalculated to the nth degree.
Oh, I'm sure it has, Master. Only not by you.
Oh, very amusing, Doctor. You intend to make me believe that I am my own android duplicate?
Why not? The other Masters thought that they were the real thing. My guess is the real Masters up in orbit, waiting for the moment the ZO radiation surges through the wormhole and destroys every living thing on the planet. Every living thing and every android. Is that a Staser you have in your left hand?
You've not disappointed me, Doctor. But it's time you met a perfunctory end.
That's right, by the war memorial, the Master said.
Careful!
There. Now what?
We wait for further instructions.
I don't like this.
What's the matter with you, Mr. Warner? Call yourself a mercenary?
You call yourself a colonel, but from what I can gather... Oh!
Damn it, someone's shooting at us. Get up, man. I said...
Your servant is dead, Colonel.
So there is little sense in trying to rouse him.
You two? Oh, I see. Joined forces, have you?
The time has come for you to die, Spindleton. You have betrayed the Second Kral Army for the last time.
I wouldn't fire that thing now, Grinmore, old chum. Not while I'm standing by this Zed battery doodah.
Why not?
Unstable, you see. If I should fall on it, the whole thing might go boom.
You are bluffing.
Then you're welcome to call my bluff. Shame to see a village as lovely as this go up in smoke, but...
I could always make another.
The Master's going to do that for me, old man. Rebuild England's green and pleasant land the way she was before the unions and the students and the women's libbers ruined her. Who needs them, eh? Not when the Master can make me men and women who know their place, who won't drop their H's, who will speak when they're spoken to and mind their P's and Q's.
You mean you will replace all the people with androids? Then you are even madder than I thought.
The Master has lied to you, Spindleton. He can do none of these things if Poseidon is destroyed. Please, Colonel, move away from the battery. It will be better for everyone.
Get back, you monster. I warned you, sir.
Marshal, he has a gun.
What? Can that little thing cut through the hide of a Kral? Ah!
This little thing can take down a stampeding rhino, sir.
Come on, Master, if you're going to Staser me to death, you could at least prove to me that you're a genuine article.
You expect me to give you proof?
But of course I do. What about Prink's second theorem, hmm?
I told you it doesn't exist.
Oh, you poor, pathetic patsy. Don't you realize that's exactly what he wants you to think? That's why he ensured you were made with that particular piece of knowledge taken out.
Your logic is fatuous, Doctor. I know I am the genuine Master for one simple reason.
And what's that?
The telepathic intuition that all Time Lords possess, that lets us sense when there are others of our own kind in the vicinity.
Exactly. That's why I know you're not the real Master, because I can't sense a Time Lord in the vicinity.
Oh, but I can, Doctor. I can sense you, a fellow Time Lord. Now, I am capable of many great feats, but I could hardly make a telepathic android, could I?
No, I suppose not. Oh, it was worth a try.
The Kral spoke the truth, Colonel. The Master will dispose of you just as he has disposed of all his doubles. You would see it more clearly if you were not under his fluence.
Colonel Hugh Spindleton is no man's puppet.
Master calling Spindleton. Speak, fool.
Receiving you, sir.
Is the battery in, please?
Exactly as requested. Just one thing, Master, old chum.
What is it?
How are you going to make me my England if the duplication plants here on Poseidon go up?
That's all in hand. You will obey me, spineless Spindleton.
I will obey.
See? You are under his fluence. I see that I will have to knock some sense into you.
Get off me, you woman! Or I will fall onto the battery!
Not with my arm around your neck, you won't. You will fall when and where I decide, and not before.
Leela's giving the colonel what for?
Then it's just as well that I no longer need him, now the battery is in position.
Then how are you going to start the necessary chain reaction? Oh, by remote control, yes. That's hardly sporting, is it? Blowing up your own man.
Don't worry, he won't be alone. Move, Doctor, through the wormhole.
This wormhole?
Move. I want to watch you burn, to see you writhe in agony.
Oh, no. That I did not expect.
A transparent ruse, Doctor. Must I throw you in myself?
Suit yourself. I just thought you might appreciate a warning.
A warning about what? Me.
One of your android doubles that Leela and I prepared earlier. He seemed rather cross about something.
You left me to take the force of an MD bomb, but I will not lay down my life for anyone, not even myself. Poor ruined creature, I must put you out of my misery. As you are well aware, Master, staser bolts cannot harm androids.
Since you're getting on so well, you won't be needing this.
No, Doctor, give me back my remote control.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm afraid your apotheosis has been indefinitely delayed.
What are you doing? Why are you helping him? You are old and weak. Your mind is not what it was. I am the superior master now. Where are you taking me? You will repair me. You will give me the means to pilot my TARDIS, imbecile. It is my TARDIS. Get in!
Goodbye, masters. Hope you enjoy your own company. I wonder how Leela's getting on. Leela? I say, Leela?
It is all right, Doctor. I am unharmed.
And the Colonel? Leela, you didn't...
He's over there, by the war memorial. He has been crying.
No, I have not.
It's all over, Colonel, old chum. The Master's gone for good, and as for the Kralls, well, they'll be coming out of that bunker soon, looking for someone to blame. Come on. I'll take you back to my TARDIS.
What, to prison? Or to live my life on the run like Lucky?
To UNIT. They can decide what to do with you.
Then, sir, you can stick your offer. Here, in this facsimile village, this is the England I belong in. The real one was despoiled long ago.
I think there is no point in talking to him, Doctor.
No, Leela, I think you're right.
There is one thing you can do for me. My horse, Pink Gin.
But he is here.
Ain't he a beauty? Always wanted a racehorse of my own. The Master gave him to me as a down payment on my services.
Well, I suppose we can always put him out to graze in some unspoilt pasture. Perhaps in the New Forest, a few centuries back.
Yes, yes, I'd like that. Now go.
Doctor, are you sure this is the right thing to be doing? This is a magnificent creature. Knowing the Master, I expect he was stolen.
Oh, I'm certain of it. Absolutely certain.
Then we should return him to his owners.
We could, but it would cause all sorts of complications.
Well, if you say so. Come along, Pink Gin. Oh, is that not your real name?
Well, of course it's not his real name. Recognized you by the white blaze, didn't I, boy?
Eh?
In you go, Shergar.
Shergar?
Thank you.
coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
They say he's bulletproof.
Some people are suggesting it's Spring-Heeled Jack.
That he can run faster than a train.
The vengeful vigilante.
And one cloud from his fist blasts you across the street.
Oh, as I live and breathe, Professor George Lightfoot and Henry Gordon Jago.
Let the experiment begin.
K-9, did you just hear that?
Affirmative, Mistress.
Countdown.
Get that shut down or you'll blow us all to kingdom come.
I must be hallucinating. I can see a little hut with police box written on it.
Well, if it is an hallucination, it's a damn odd one.
Energy within TARDIS now surging to 3 times normal levels, Master.
Ah, yes. Well, in that case, it is serious. Well, more like catastrophic, I'd say.
What are they?
There must be millions of them coming straight at us.
There's been an unusual spate of bodies brought to the lab. A large collection of unidentifiable corpses.
At this depth, they should have been crushed.
Crushed? I landed a TARDIS in the heart of a star once, barely dented the paintwork.
Well, if I didn't know better, I'd say they've been,
yes,
cooked.
This is Romana.
Hello.
And this is my other friend, K-9.
K-9? Mm. Oh, because he's a dog.
Yes, he is.
Affirmative.
Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, Season 2.
Barkeep, cancel that steak and ale pie.